Welcome to Songs of a People, a survey of Jewish music coming to you on WFTFM and sponsored by the B'nai B'rith Hillel Foundation of Gainesville, the North American Jewish Students Appeal, and Classic 89. Pesach, or Passover, is one of the major pilgrimage festivals of the Jewish year. It celebrates the liberation of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt and is considered to be the birth of the Jewish nation. Since that time, when God passed over the homes of the Israelites and spared their firstborn, this festival has meant life, for slaves have no life of their own. They exist at the whim of their master. It has meant liberty, because liberty begins when humans cooperate with and support one another and live in an ordered, justly regulated society. It has meant that we all have certain inalienable rights granted us by the Creator. Passover is also a festival of nature, when the fruits of the first harvest are offered to the Lord. Passover begins on the night of the 14th day of Nisan, really the beginning of the 15th day of Nisan, a month that is designated as the chief of the months. It is the first month of the Jewish calendar in recognition of the miraculous events that had occurred in association with the Exodus from Egypt. Central to the observance of Passover is the Seder, which means order or program, and the Haggadah, which means telling. Most important on Passover is the telling and the teaching of the Passover experience to our children. In fact, rather than merely reciting the events of the Exodus, we must re-experience it for ourselves, as if each one of us were participants in the Exodus. In chapter 13, verse 8 of the book of Exodus, it states, "And you shall tell your children on that day that because we observe your commandments, God did these things for me when I came out of Egypt." The verb to tell, lahagid, implies more than just reciting a story. It means recounting an experience. The role of the Seder, the order, is to carry us from the past into the future. So children are involved throughout the rituals of Passover, and especially the Seder, which has become a family-centered ritual. It is important that children be involved, and that they understand, so that a sense of identification with their past, their history, and their importance as a link to their our future will be instilled in them. All leavened materials called chametz are forbidden. Wheat, rye, barley, oats, and spelt become chametz if they come into contact with water for 18 minutes. Therefore, all Passover foods must be prepared under the strictest supervision. All leavened products in one's possession must be sold, and all dishes and utensils used during the year must be exchanged. Even certain cosmetics may not be used if they contain leavening agents. So, the preparations for Passover are monumental for those who are scrupulous in observing their traditions. Even so, Passover is regarded as one of the happiest and most family-oriented holy days of the Jewish year. One of my most pleasant Passover memories occurred when my family and I spent a sabbatical year in Jerusalem. After the Seder with some friends, we walked for 45 minutes through the streets of Jerusalem back to our apartment. As we walked, we could hear different parts of the Seder being recited or sung in different languages and dialects, with different melodies, all coming from the homes and apartments that lined our way. I'll be presenting some different versions of some of the songs from the Haggadah to give you a sense of that experience. We'll begin with a recitation of the order of the Seder, Kadesh Urechatz. Recite the Kiddush, wash the hands, eat a green vegetable, break the middle matzah, the unleavened bread of affliction, recite the Passover story, wash the hands, eat the matzah, eat the bitter herb and matzah together, serve the festival meal, and so on. Yehoram Gaon will sing. We'll follow this with the Kiddush, the sanctification of the wine. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe, creator of the fruit of the vine. With love you have given us the festivals for happiness, holy days and seasons for rejoicing. Richard Tucker will sing. To involve the children in the ritual of Passover, it is traditional for one of the younger of the children in a family to ask the four questions as to why is this night different from all other nights. On all other nights, we eat either unleavened or leavened bread. On this night, why only unleavened matzah bread? On all other nights, we eat herbs of all kinds. On this night, why only bitter herbs? On all other nights, we do not dip our herbs even once. On this night, why do we dip them twice? On all other nights, we eat our meals in any manner. On this night, why do we sit around the table together in a reclining position? Nira Rabinowitz and Shlomo Nitzan sing one of the traditional melodies for these questions.
All right.
We've just heard Yehoram Gaon singing the Order of the Seder, Richard Tucker with the Kiddush, and Rabinowitz and Nitzan singing the Four Questions. The following song, Dayenu, It Would Have Been Sufficient, It Would Have Been Enough for Us, is an expression of gratitude for God's favors. Had he brought us out of Egypt and not executed judgment against them, it would have been enough for us. Had he divided the Red Sea for us and not brought us through it on dry land, it would have been enough for us. Had he given us the Sabbath and not brought us to Mount Sinai, it would have been enough for us, and so on. Nira Rabinowitz and Shlomo Nitzan will sing. As a follow-up to Dayenu, Alachat Kama Vakama, how much more so do we have to be thankful for the manifold and unbounded blessings of the all-present God that he did all these things for us? Shuli Natan will sing. We'll hear a second version of Alachat Kama Vakama, sung in Ladino as Sovra Un Quanta Mas, and it will be sung by Yehoram Gaon.
Dai 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 d natalanu, natalanu, et hashabbat, et hashabbat, natalanu, dayei.
We've just heard Dayenu, sung by Rabinowitz and Nitzan, and Al Achat Kama Vekama, sung by Shuli Natan, and in Ladino by Yehoram Gaon. The festival meal is followed by songs in praise of God and songs for children. First, the song sung only at the first of the two Seder nights, and thus it happened at midnight, that is, the Exodus from Egypt. May the day draw near which is neither day or night. O God, make known that yours is the day and also the night. Appoint guards over your city all day and all night. Make bright, like the light of day, the darkness of the night. It happened at midnight. Shuli Natan will sing. Next, a group of songs for children. First, Eliyahu Hanavi, Elijah the prophet, the Tishbite, the Giladite. Hasten your coming. You're coming to us with the Messiah, the son of David. Nira Rabinowitz and Shlomo Nitzan will sing, followed by the children's choir of Temple B'nai Abraham in Newark, New Jersey. They will also sing, Kilo Nae, Kilo Yae. To him it is fitting, to him it is due. Mighty in majesty, supreme indeed, his legions sing to him. Yours alone, O God, is the world's sovereignty. To him it is fitting, to him it is due. Then, a song that officially ends the Seder, with the exception of more songs. The song is Chasal Sidur Pesach. Ended is the Passover Seder according to custom, statute, and law. As we were worthy to celebrate it this year, so may we perform it in future years. We'll follow this with Adir Hu. God is mighty. May he soon rebuild his temple. Speedily, speedily in our days, soon. Then, Who Knows One, an additive song whose final stanza is, Who knows 13? I know 13. 13 are God's attributes. 12 the tribes of Israel. 11 the stars in Joseph's dream. 10 are the commandments. 9 the months of childbirth. 8 the days to circumcision. 7 the days of the week. 6 the sections of the Mishnah. 5 the books of the Torah. 4 are the matriarchs. 3 the patriarchs. 2 the tablets of the covenant. 1 is our God in heaven and on earth. Finally, the children sing Chad Gadyah, One Little Goat, a song that is an allegory of the history of the Jewish people, another additive song. The final paragraph, Then came the Holy One, blessed be He, and slew the angel of death that killed the shochet, the ritual slaughterer, that slaughtered the ox, that drank the water, that quenched the fire, that burned the stick, that beat the dog, that bit the cat, that ate the goat my father bought for 2 zuzim. One little goat, one little goat. The goat, of course, refers to the Jewish people that God purchased for 2 zuzim, that is, the 2 tablets of the Torah. The cat, dog, stick, etc., stand for the oppressors of Israel, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Romans, Ottomans, etc. In many families, it is customary to try and sing each of the stanzas of these additive songs in one breath.
Thank you.
We've just heard Eliyahu Hanavi, Kilo Na'e, Chasal Sidur Pesach, Adir Hu, Echad Miyodea, and Chad Gadya, sung by Rabinowitz and Nitzan and the Children's Choir of Temple B'nai Abraham. Next, a version of Echad Miyodea sung entirely in Ladino, except for the words Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemo, Blessed be He and Blessed be His Name. Then, a second version of Chad Gadya, One Kid, sung in Ladino, both songs to be performed by Yehoram Gaon, and we'll follow this with a third version of Chad Gadya, sung by the cantor Moshe Oysher.
Quien supiense y entendiense alabar al Dios creyense cualo es el uno, cualo es el uno. Uno es el Creador, uno es el Creador, uno es el Creador, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Quien supiense y entendiense alabar al Dios creyense cuáles son los dos, cuáles son los dos. Dos Moshe y Aaron, uno es el Creador, uno es el Creador, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Quien supiense y entendiense alabar al Dios creyense cuáles son los tres, cuáles son los tres. Tres nuestros padres son, dos Moshe y Aarón, uno es el Creador, uno es el Creador, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Quien supiense y entendiense alabar al Dios creyense cuáles son los cuatro, cuáles son los cuatro. Cuatro madres de Israel, tres nuestros padres son, dos Moshe y Aarón, uno es el Creador, uno es el Creador, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Quien supiense y entendiense alabar al Dios creyense cuáles son los cinco, cuáles son los cinco. Cinco libros de la ley, cuatro madres de Israel, tres nuestros padres son, dos Moshe y Aarón, uno es el Creador, uno es el Creador, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Quien supiense y entendiense alabar al Dios creyense cuáles son los seis, cuáles son los seis. Seis días de la semana, cinco libros de la ley, cuatro madres de Israel, tres nuestros padres son, dos de Moshe y Aarón, uno es el Creador, uno es el Creador, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Quien supiense y entendiense alabar al Dios creyense cuáles son los siete, cuáles son los siete. Siete días con el Shabbat, seis días de la semana, cinco libros de la ley, cuatro madres de Israel, tres nuestros padres son, dos Moshe y Aarón, uno es el Creador, uno es el Creador, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Cavritico que lo marcó mi padre por dos levanim, por dos levanim. Y vino el gato y se comió al cavritico que lo marcó mi padre por dos levanim, por dos levanim. Vino el perro y modrilló al gato que se comió al cavritico que lo mercó mi padre por dos levanim, por dos levanim. quel palo, Iacharvo al perro, che modrio al gatto, che secomio al cavritico, che l'omer comi padre, pordos levanim, pordos levanim. Vino el fuego y quemó al palo, que ajarvó al perro, que modrió al gato, que se comió al cabritico, que lo mercó mi padre, por dos levanín, por dos levanín. Vino la agua y amató al fuego, que quemó al palo, que ajarvó al perro, que modrió al gato, que se comió al cabritico, que lo mercó mi padre, por dos levanín, por dos levanín. Vino el buio y se bebió la agua, y amató el fuego, que quemó al palo, y ajarvó al perro, que modrió al gato, que se comió al cabritico, que lo mercó mi padre, por dos levaní, por dos levaní. Vino el chojet y degolló al bull, que se bebió la agua, que amató al fuego, que quemó al palo, que ajarvó al perro, que botrió al gato, que se comió al cabritico, lo marcó mi padre, por dos levaní, por dos levaní. Vino el rajamavet y degolló al shoher, degolló al buy, se bebió la agua, que amató al fuego, que quemó al palo, que ajarvó al perro, que modrió al gato, que se comió al cabritico, que lo mercó mi padre, por dos levaní, por dos levaní. Vino al santo bendito y degolló al malach ha-mavet, que degolló el shochet, que degolló al buy, se bebió la agua, que amató el fuego, que quemó al palo, que ajarró al perro, que modrió al gato, se comió al cabritico, que lo mercó mi padre, por dos levaní, por dos levaní.
Hadgadio, hadgadio,
hadgadio, hadgadio.
The Tsar in a bus.
The Tsar in a bus.
The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. The Tsar in a bus. Yes, my beloved Nero, this will have left it all. The eagle, the calvo, the eagle, the calvo, the shiver, the shiver, the yaffa, the gadi, the yaffa, the gadi. Oh.
We've just heard Yehoram Gaon singing Ladino versions of Who Knows One and Chad Gad Ya, followed by Moshe Osher's version of Chad Gad Ya. Finally, for our Passover tribute, two versions of To Next Year in Jerusalem, a wish expressed for thousands of years by Jews the world over. And today, the words the rebuilt are often added, meaning the spiritually rebuilt Jerusalem. First, the children's choir of Temple B'nai Abraham, and then Yehoram Gaon singing a Ladino version.
Akarates
Just heard To Next Year in Jerusalem, sung by the Children's Choir of Temple B'nai Abraham and by Yehoram Gaon. In the time remaining, a song for Hanukkah and one for Purim to close this program and this series. First, the Hanukkah song Yevanim, Greeks, a song sung after the candles have been lit. Greeks gathered to attack me in the Hashmonean days. They demolished my towers and polluted the oils. From the last remaining flask, a miracle was wrought for Israel. Men of wisdom then decreed 8 days of praise. Following this, a Purim song, Shoshanas Yaakov. The roses of Israel shouted for joy when they all saw Mordechai robed in purple. Thou hast ever been their salvation, their hope in every generation, to show that all who hope in thee shall never be shamed. Cursed be Haman, blessed be Mordechai, cursed be Zeresh, Haman's wife, blessed be Esther, my protectress. Harbona, too, shall be remembered for his goodness. The London Pirchim sing.
Oh, yeah, one. Shabbos, Yaakov, Shabbos, Amecha. Kiroisam Yachad, Chelet Mordechai.
Veshuvosam HaYisrael Netzach, Vesimchasam Lecha Adonai Vodam.
Veshuvosam HaYisrael Netzach.
We've just heard the London Pirchim singing Yevanim and Shoshanas Yaakov. This is Howard Rothman, hoping you've enjoyed these programs, which have attempted to provide a survey of Jewish music. I'd like to thank all those who helped in the preparation of these programs. If you have any comments concerning this program or the other programs in this series, please send them to Classic 89, 2206 Weimer Hall, University of Florida, 32611. You've been listening to Songs of the People, coming to you on Classic 89, WUFT-FM in Gainesville, Florida.